Today at our early service, we heard the words of Mary as she is told by Jesus to tell the disciples. And she runs to the disciples and says, I have seen the Lord. She doesn't go through all the stuff he told her to say. She begins with his personal testimony, I have seen the Lord, because she is impacted. She has experienced it. With all of her senses, she knows it to be true, and she can't help but say, I have seen the Lord. Today, I want to ask the question, how many of us, when we hear the story, how many of us, when we hear how people dismiss the story, how many of us are like Peter and John when they heard Mary come to them and say the tomb is empty? How many of us immediately jump to the fact, well, could it possibly be what that movie Risen was talking about? When I don't know if you've seen the movie Risen, but it's about this centurion that sent, or this, not centurion, but Pilate's assistant, but what was his? Tribune. The tribune that sent to find out what they did with Jesus' body. And it's all about making sure that the lie persists, that Jesus was stolen, his body was stolen. And yet, what's so amazing to me is that when you hear all of the testimonies, when you see people willing to go to their death, as the disciples did, for the truth of the resurrection, and how many times have we been swayed by the world and by science and by all these things to kind of wonder, is it an idle tale? You notice that? That's what we read in the gospel lesson. When the women came to the disciples, they had experienced this. They were there. Jesus had, the angels had spoken to them. Mary had experienced Jesus. And yet when they came to the disciples, what did the disciples say? It seemed to them like idle tale or nonsense. There's one word for that in Greek, leros. That's the one word that they're trying to translate there. Some people say nonsense. Others say idle talk. They don't really know how to explain it. It's only one word that shows up, and it kind of means that people thought they were crazy. How many of us, when we're telling our story, wonder if people don't think we're crazy? I was in India about over a week ago now, and I got to go to all these temples because it's a very spiritual country, very diverse. And so everywhere we went, they wanted to show us their temple. And in every community, they have a temple. And you go into the temple, and wherever we went, I don't know if it was just the ones that we saw, but in every temple, they would have a picture of Jesus and Mary, Muhammad, Krishna, all of the major ones, you know. They'd have, the only one that I didn't notice was, I did notice in one place they had Moses, I think, or Abraham. But the Jews really got short shrift on this. But everybody else had honorable mention, okay? All of the major world religions had honorable mention. Everybody was to be looked at equally. And that's the wonderful thing about diversity, right? But for me, as a prophetic type person who believes the Bible, that's why I find it very frustrating in the world today when people are running towards believing that the Bible is just a suggestion, or else they're adding things to it. I can't figure it out. Either they're adding things to it or else they think it's just a suggestion. I mean, it's the Word of God. It's what the angels told them to tell the disciples. It was what they had heard, what they had been given. It's what Jesus said to Mary Magdalene. He said, go and tell the disciples that I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. I mean, it's written. It's there. It's in the Word. And yet people want to take away from it or they want to add to it. It doesn't seem like they're willing to accept it as is. So I would go to these places and it bothered me. And yet, because I was there representing Rotary and I was there as someone who was being hosted, I didn't say a whole lot. It just bothered me when I went through these things because I thought to myself, Jesus would not be impressed. Neither would Muhammad. I don't know if you know this, but they would not be impressed if they were just worshipped as one among many. Okay? That wasn't the plan. Muhammad said he was the greatest prophet and last prophet, right? Jesus said he's Lord and Savior, and we believe it, right? Because he rose from the dead, he proved it. So, it's really easy, though, when you only hear parts of the story, to believe the idle tale or the nonsense. It's easy when you just hear parts of the story to believe this. So, for me, it would have been very easy for me just to kind of, you know, not cause offense and just kind of go along and just pretend, you know, that everything's fine. But I couldn't do that. People obviously noticed it bothered me. And it was on the almost the last night we were there that people offered me the opportunity to share. And I think it's really important that we get the opportunity to share our story. Because in a diverse culture, one of the things that people can't take away from us is our story. That's why it's so important that the resurrection not just be an idle tale that you decide to believe. Okay? Because I'll tell you, that lack of sincerity will just smell. You understand what I'm saying? If it's just, okay, well, you know, it's kind of like nonsense, but I believe it because my parents believed it, and therefore my grandparents believe it, and therefore I'll believe it. If it's just because we want to believe it for the sake of, okay, well, this is what I've always believed, but you don't really believe or trust in it, you don't believe that Jesus is alive and well, doing amazing things. He's alive and well in his people. He's alive and well in his word. He's alive and well in the sacrament. He's alive and well healing people, changing people. He's doing all the things he promised to do and even more. Because it's so much more than an idle tale. If you simply believe it up here but don't believe it in here, that's a huge distance, right? That's an eternal distance from here to here. And so that's why when we worship today, we're kind of doing things a little differently than we normally do because we want to have a really awesome time. So I'm trying to finish up so we can have an awesome time of worship around the sacrament today because I want you to experience Jesus, the risen Christ who's here with us. He promises it. He says, wherever two or more of my people are gathered in my name, I am there in the... And if we believe that this is more than an idle tale, if we believe what Jesus said, if we believe that he's ascended to the right hand of God, if we believe that he sent his Holy Spirit, if we believe that he's alive and well and he's doing what he promised, isn't it way more than just something we believe up here? It's something we believe in here. And it changes everything. It changes everything. No longer is death to us the end. No longer are things of this world so solid that they can't be changed. No longer is sickness totally up to medical science to heal. No longer, you understand what I'm saying? If we believe and trust in the truth that he is risen indeed, hallelujah, it changes everything. It changes everything. This life, and that was the other thing that just astonished me, was the belief that we have many lives. Brothers and sisters, that's not true. We don't have many lives. We have one life. But you know what? When we understand the resurrection, it's only a short little preamble to eternity. All these problems are going to be so small when compared with eternity. All these things that seem like huge, huge, huge problems in our life will seem so small from the perspective of eternity. Isn't that awesome? That's the truth of the resurrection. It is so much more than an idle tale. It is so much more than nonsense which we just choose to believe. No. It changes everything. Just as Peter ran back and into that tomb, that's why that touched me. I don't know, did you enjoy that video? Because I think that at that moment, when he saw that, all of a sudden it started to click. All of a sudden, now we know that it doesn't really click for him until Jesus appears tonight with the disciples there, right? It doesn't really fully click, but he's starting to sense the importance of what has happened. He's starting to recognize that everything's changed. If what the women say is true, it changes everything. Everything changes. They're no longer just following someone who has been crucified, but they're really truly following the one who came to die for our sins, to shed his blood so that we can be forgiven and set free, the one who was the redeemer, the one who was the once and for all sacrifice, the one who promised us everlasting life and can deliver. Isn't that awesome? I hope today that you can go out and recognize that in our world, even though it's getting more and more diverse, you have a right to your story. You have a right to your story. And may your story be, we have seen the Lord. He's alive and well and at work in his people. He's alive and well and doing what he promised. He's alive and well and still healing today. He's alive and well and still giving gifts to his people. He's alive and well and doing amazing things throughout the world. Amen? Because Christ is risen. What do you need? Coffee intravenously or something? Christ is risen. This is not just something that we think, but it's something we believe. And the truth of the resurrection changes everything. Amen.